8. Don't contaminate your body with toxins, either through food, drink, or toxic emotions. The health of every cell directly contributes to your state of well-being because every cell is a point of awareness within you. 9. Replace fear-motivated behavior with love-motivated behavior. Fear is the product of memory, which dwells in the past. Wiping out the threat of being hurt will happen when you find the security of your own being, which is love. And number 10, understand that the physical world is just a mirror of a deeper intelligence. Intelligence is the invisible organizer of all matter and energy, and you share in the organizing power of the cosmos. Living in balance and purity is the highest good for you and the earth. Life is a creative enterprise. There are many levels of creation, and therefore many levels of possible mastery. Active mastery is not just a way to survive to extreme old age, it is the road to freedom. At its most complete, active mastery means handling the whole of life. It is a process of integration, for ordinarily many aspects of the mind are quite separate from and out of tune with the body, and both are separate from spirit. Bringing all these ingredients back into unity can be accomplished only at very deep levels of awareness through meditation, when the duality of mind and body are transcended, but meditation is performed in the special time set aside from it. How do we integrate the remaining hours of our active daily life? Thousands of years ago, the ancient Indian sages gave an answer in the form of prana, the subtlest form of biological energy. Prana is present in every mental and physical event. It flows directly from spirit or pure awareness to bring intelligence and consciousness to every aspect of life. The importance of life energy has been recognized in many cultural traditions. The Chinese know it as qi, and other names appear in Sufism, mystic Christianity, and the teachings of ancient Egypt. What is more important than definitions, however, is to get experiential knowledge of it. If you can experience prana, you can begin to nurture and preserve it. Depleted prana is directly linked to aging and death. Nothing can remain alive when prana is absent, because prana is intelligence and consciousness, the two vital ingredients that animate physical matter. In India, the body is perceived first as a product of consciousness and only secondarily as a material object. Conserving prana is considered extremely important, and the ancient teachings give the following basic rules to ensure balanced and vital prana in the body at all ages. Fresh food, pure water and air, sunlight, moderate exercise, balanced, refined breathing, non-violent behavior and a reverence for life, loving, positive emotions, free expression of emotions. Think of the difference between a salad fresh picked from your garden and one made from the same vegetables bought in the supermarket. Contrast a picnic in the mountains with lunch at a hamburger stand. Freshness indicates the presence of prana. Staleness indicates its absence. The one factor least understood in our culture is balanced breath, which in India is considered the most important. Breath is the junction point between mind, body, and spirit. Every change of mental state will be reflected in the breath and then the body. Paying attention to the breath is a vehicle for releasing stress and allowing the body to find its own balance. Once in balance, breathing is spontaneous and refined, so that the refined emotions of love and devotion can be carried throughout the body at all levels. When your cells experience the fullness of prana, they are receiving the physical equivalent of these emotions. The following exercises are for balancing your breathing. When properly done, these exercises will give you the experience of prana as a light, sparkling, flowing sensation in your body. Mentally, balanced breathing is reflected in a sense of calm, lack of tension, and quietness, as the static of restless thinking gives way to silence. So let's begin these exercises. Exercise 1. Body breathing. Sit still in a chair, listening to soft music, or outside listening to the wind in the treetops. As you listen, gently let your attention flow out of your ears as you easily exhale. Repeat for a minute, then do the same thing through your eyes, letting the attention go outward on the breath, slowly and gently. Repeat this through the nostrils, the mouth. Then sit quietly, just listening to the music with your whole body.